Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio. Your host, Lupe Garcia.
And co-host, Brenda Cruz.
We're going to take a moment and just settle down. This is a peaceful space. So ask for all of you listeners out there to just quiet down for a bit so that in this moment, in this hour, you can join us into a space of stillness. Except for those of you who are driving, please do not close your eyes. But if you're in the living room, in the kitchen, grocery shopping, and you can just take a moment to pause and take a moment to make present. Take a deep breath and exhale. And allow this space and recognize the peacefulness that you can attain with just taking a moment to breathe in and breathe out. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio. Thank you for joining in and listening. And now we're going to begin the holy instant, an instant of recognition of peace.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lupe. When we are in the holy instant, we are totally present, right, Lupe?
Correct. With no past and no future.
Yes. And live in the moment is the best thing. And this is about the inner peace. Live in a present. Live in this moment. Enjoy your life.
The here and the now.
Yeah, that's true. How do you live in this moment, Lupe, like in the instant, in the holy instant?
It's a moment of recognition that you are here, present, where you're not distracted, where you don't let the outside world distract you, where you don't let your social media, your phone, TV, get in the way for distraction, or being present, being with your family, but really being there, because I'm sure most of us have experienced moments when we're at a party or we're in a social ambiance, and you're there, but you're not really, really present.
That's true. That's true.
And to be present is to be there with all of your senses, with all of your attention to those that are in your space, in your surroundings, but acknowledging where you're at and at the moment that you are. Because a lot of times our mind plays tricks on us and it takes us either to the past or to the future. I don't know if many of us have experienced moments, I believe, that you are somewhere and you're thinking about everything except what you're doing.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic. Being in the holy instance with no past and no future. How do you do that?
It's very simple. It's taking a moment to stop and recognize what it is, what's important in the moment. And usually it's what you're doing in that moment. Paying full attention if you're running errands or whatever it is that your attention is at, that's where you're putting all your attention towards. And I feel that when we're trying to do too many things at one moment and we're not truly present, then you're not taking the full experience. For instance, I just spent the day at the beach with my family. Mm-hmm. And I've been there many times, but today I really took the time to appreciate the ocean. Mm-hmm. To appreciate the people that surrounded me, my family and my friends. And I've been there many times, but never stopped to really, really be present and really take in the heat. Of course, today was kind of warm. And the water, the ocean, it's just amazing. It's a beautiful experience. But a lot of times I've been there and I have not been present because I've been thinking about what are we going to do next? What are we going to eat? Where are we going to go? What do we have to do? What's the next thing to do? We got to hurry up and get home. Tomorrow's Monday and the week begins. And a lot of times our mind is 2-3 miles ahead of us. And to have it stop and just recognize the present moment.
How do you handle now all those things that you think are going to be next? Now, with the training, with the Course of Miracle, how do you handle this?
Well, it does take a little bit of training. Stopping and recognizing that that is the only real way that you can be present and expand yourself to others. When I say expand yourself to others, mean really being present, whether you're in a state of peace or happiness, but really be there for the person who's in front of you. And practice, meaning every time my mind wants to go somewhere else other than where I'm at. Right now, I am in at the radio station with you, Brenda. And I bring my mind here in the now and don't let it go anywhere else. Thoughts come in, but I recognize them and I don't pay attention to them. I don't give them any power to take me anywhere else but to the here and the now with you.
That's beautiful. I'm thinking about right now the moment that I've been the most present in my life is when my baby's born. Oh my gosh. How can we remember everything? And we can do a book about this, the time.
About giving labor?
Yes, yes. Do you remember that?
Well, because all of your senses are involved. You're there, you're going through pain, you're bringing child.
Yes.
You're birthing a child, you're bringing life into this world. It's a moment, it's an unforgettable moment, but all of your senses are engaged. And I think that's the practice, getting our mind to stay focused on the present moment and not allowing our thoughts or ideas to take us anywhere else. Because a lot of times we want to be either imagining the future or we want to be thinking about the past.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I'm going to talk about what I have 4 years training with lessons of the Course of Miracles, 4 years doing it. What is interesting about is when in the beginning, it was very hard for me to focus and lessons every time, every minute. But now it's like a very joyful time that, my lesson's coming. Oh, it's like, okay, my mind already know that it's the time, you know?
Yeah, I'm recognizing also that where you put your attention is where you put your power. Where you put your attention, you put your power. What that means is that you're giving all your energy and all your emotion, I think, in a way that is the let's say, how could I say this? Where you put your attention, you put your power.
Yeah. That you give the power to the things outside?
No. To the moment.
Oh,
to the present moment. So it's like embracing it. Just like we call embrace peace, or we say inner peace. We're embracing this moment together. But when your full attention is not here, then there's no power. So there's no connection, either with the people who surround you or with the experience that you're living, be at the beach or be in any other environment.
Yes, that's true. When you don't have the control of your mind, of your thoughts, or when I don't remember. I do remember when I don't know how to. I don't know that I have the power to let any thoughts come in my mind and then project it.
Yes.
I don't even know. I just know that, okay, this is the thing happened and everything needs to go in
your
mind.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens with the Course of Miracles, as you practice these lessons, you regain the autonomy of your own mind. You're able to recognize the ideas that enter the mind without knowing that you have the power to either keep them and accept them, or reject them or ignore them. And that is where our power lies. Mm-hmm. So I think that staying present is so essential.
You know what? How fast my mind is right now? Okay, let me tell you something that is funny, because the future and past is like very fast right now. I don't know if you feel it right now in your thoughts.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I don't know exactly how to pronounce enfocarse in English.
Focus.
Okay. So I don't know if I pronounce it good, because it sounds like another word.
Okay. To focus.
Yes.
Okay.
And then now, when I was talking about the, and I don't even know if I'm doing it right, focus?
Focus.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds okay. Perfect. Thank you. Sounds perfect. Okay. Because in the past, someone told me, oh, you're saying this bad word. And I was like, really? No. And then right now it's like, I went to the past and right now I remember. Uh-huh. And now, if the future, I just get out of these feelings about this word. And I correct them. I said, okay, I'm doing it. I'm saying it right. And then I let it go. So how fast is my mind? I feel it right now.
Yes.
That goes to the past, goes to the future. It's very, very fast. But I said, okay, right now, talking about this war in the past, and if I don't let it go, I do it in the future.
Let's take that example.
Okay.
I'm going to get into this now.
Yeah, please.
Brenda. Okay, let's talk about this. So you're saying when you pronounce the word focus and you pronounced it incorrectly in your past.
Yes.
Right now that we were talking about the word focus, it brought back the memory where somebody told you that you had mispronounced it and it sounded like a bad word.
Yeah.
Now, in that moment, I'm going to take you to that moment.
Uh-huh.
How did it make you feel?
Embarrassed. Like I say that, I'm very embarrassed. Okay.
And now what is the opportunity that just aroused? Okay, this is how
I'm
our
cold.
Mind works.
My hands are cold.
Yes. Oh, I can feel them. Okay, this is an opportunity to help us recognize that what you felt in the past wasn't true, because today, what are you going to do? You were able to pronounce the word focus. And now what emotion is coming through now that you feel like you can pronounce it correctly?
I still feel like duda? Doubt?
Doubt.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Still feel like, será
correcto? Am I saying it correctly?
Uh-huh.
But I believe that we were just telling you that you said it correctly or a lot better.
Yeah.
So what did that make you feel?
Now it feels like, okay, it's time to let it go. Yeah.
To let it go.
Yes. And so I feel it right now.
Mm-hmm. The memory of the past just got corrected now.
Yes, now.
With a new memory, with a new perception of that word.
Yeah.
And that is what we are bringing, the opportunity to correct our mental errors.
And that we are doing it right now is the things that we do in the sessions and our private sessions, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So that's very
good. It's a correction of what we experience and what we want to experience through our thoughts and through our ideas.
Yeah, we have a lot of examples about how can we see the past, the present, and if not is correct. It's not corrected, future.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I actually was thinking about the future. I have a concert to go to next.
Okay.
And if I would be in this moment thinking about the concert that I'm going to be going, I would not be present.
Mm-hmm.
I would be thinking about, okay, you know, I would not be here in the now.
It's correct.
Enjoying this moment with you.
That's correct.
Because my mind would be, okay, do I have the tickets? Do I have to go and grab something to eat before I enter the concert? My mind could be everywhere.
Doing the
plan. But whose choice is it to stay in the present?
Mm-hmm.
Mine.
Okay.
So the second step would be to correct our thoughts and ideas, and to be present would be to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. So it would be my responsibility to when those thoughts come to my mind about the concert, to say, okay, the concert can wait because I'm not there yet.
So I'd have to stop my mind from imagining where I'm going to go, what I'm going to be doing, and really stay in the now here with you. Correct?
Correct. I like that.
So now I think we're going to take a moment, take a little break. We'll be right back with you. If you have any questions regarding what we are sharing, please contact us at 909-792-5222, and Inner Peace will return in just a second.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Welcome back to Inner Peace. Brenda?
Yes. We're having a very, very nice conversation, Lupe, with this topic about the past and future.
Yes, I think it's very important. I think a lot of us in this fast-paced world are everywhere except in the present.
Yeah, because if we are very conscious, it doesn't exist any moment than this.
Correct. The only moment that exists is the here and the now.
Yeah.
Because the past already passed, and the future is not here yet.
Okay, but we are in the illusion, and we are living an illusion of time.
Correct.
Right? That we are like going right.
Okay, so what would be the real time, Brenda?
The real time is this moment. It's just a moment. It's just a moment.
Just the now.
There's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's nobody else right now with me than you, this scenario,
studio.
Everything right here. So, and I think going a little bit deep, I think I'm talking for somebody else.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm always talking to me. Do you got it?
I did, definitely. So what you're telling me is that you and I are really one, or the body of Christ, I would say, which is what a lot of belief systems have, the body of Christ, and what would be the other one, the unified mind, or it would be the filiation.
The unified mind.
The unified mind.
Yes, because if we take it off the time and the space, we became one.
Correct.
Right?
Which what we are.
Exactly. But how can I experiment this in my life? It's being present.
Correct.
Being present with me. So apparently it's with you. But
correct.
Looking your eyes, but are not your eyes, are my eyes.
Correct.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Look at your smile. That is my smile. I'm very present with you.
So then what you're saying is that what you project when you're with someone else and mm-hmm. you are seeing their appearance yes. and you are really present, you can have a real connection
mm-hmm.
with the other being that's in front of you.
Correct. And when I lost this idea about the unity and separation, I became the judge.
You became the judge, yes.
And then I separate from correct. the person, and I'm not living the present moment. I live in the past with the same person, okay, judging what she's saying,
how she's doing,
how she looks, everything. Correct. Or thinking about what is going to happen with this same person in the future.
In the future, correct.
And I lost. And
you lose it, yeah. We lose the opportunity to really expand love, to expand peace, because those are the only two real emotions.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
Yeah. And
what else would we want to expand?
Yeah. And now I'm reminding something from the Course of Miracle. Let me see. Where is it? When you, maybe you know this more in English than me. When you meet the people, when you meet a person, is the time for the same as you see them, you see yourself.
Correct.
Do you remember this paragraph? Okay, maybe we look for it and then we can read it because it's very beautiful for experimenting the unity. Because at the end of the day, that's what we really want. Accept ourselves. Love ourselves, being in peace with ourselves. And we think that it's only for myself, but it's not right. I want to be in peace with others. And if I feel the sense of unity and not being the judge of this person, I will feel it.
And how, now that you're talking about judgment and separation,
mm-hmm.
how do we go about not judging? Because I think that in our everyday life, you immediately judge someone. Like they say, we judge a cover by its book. When we judge the cover before we read the book.
Yes.
So we judge everything and everyone.
Uh-huh.
What did your mind training help to stop judging?
Very interesting, because when you don't know Or maybe you know, you hear information about who you are. You are light, you are energy, you are love, you are peace, but you don't believe that or you don't accept that. This is the way that you are judging, because you don't want to accept this.
Correct.
I said it right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you did. You're doing great.
So how can I stop judging in the illusion? It's a training. It's a mind training. We cannot stop doing that without a training. Because if you see...
It becomes a habit.
Yes, it becomes a habit. And you need to really want it from inside of your heart. And you really need to believe that it's not the other person you're talking about. You need to feel like a very deep in your heart that it's you. You're always talking about you. You're always thinking about yourself.
Everyone is an extension of yourself.
Yes.
Everyone
you're
is an extension
always
of yourself.
In every places. You're always judging yourself. If I don't hear, I don't listen, if somebody else not listening good to me in my English, you are not judging to me. I don't even being next to you.
It wouldn't bother you, you're saying?
No.
Because you don't.
No, because if I'm not doing this for being, how do you say, being good looking to someone else?
To be able to be accepted or be exactly.
Noticed. No. And I don't, I'm been working a lot about being accepted or show me like, okay, please love me. No, because I'm learning that I need, the only person I need to be comfortable is with me. And right. The only judge that I have is myself. And in my speaking, when I speaking, I'm listening to myself. And that's what my mind is fast. And that's what it get me in the past when I say the word.
Mm-hmm.
The word.
That's
so it, and it's always talking with me. And when I feel this sense, or I feel this sensation, it's telling me something that is not organizing in my head, is in the past. Or, okay, I'm gonna talk about this. When I am in the past, I experience anxiety. No. Depression.
Yeah.
Depression. Okay. Depression. When I am the past, because it's something in the past that I did wrong. It's something in the past. Someone else say it or did
judge
it,
you.
Judge me, whatever, and I get depressed. Oh, because I can't go to the past and fix it.
Correct.
And I can't.
It also gets you upset.
Yes. In the past, the things that happen, it doesn't happen like the way that I really want it. And this is a depression. And then, okay, I leave the past. Okay. And then I go to the future.
Because you want to fix it. Okay. You want the future to be better than your past.
No. When I'm not in the holy instant and I go to the future and I get anxiety, people who's, I have anxiety. It's because there is not trust at all.
Correct.
It's creating like this.
In your imagination.
Yes, like the picture you post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You are creating something that something
you're
bad.
Imagining.
You are thinking a lot of things that we can happen based
on
your
past.
And then you lost your holy instant. You lost the moment with you.
The present here and the now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I don't know. What do you think about this?
I think it's really important that we recognize that being present is the only here and the only now where you can really connect and be with others. And that what you mentioned earlier about everyone is an extension of you is really important. I think the recognizing that what I do to others, it's like that golden rule. Mm-hmm. Don't do unto others as you wish people would not do unto you. But now, like our mentor has taught us, don't think about others what you wouldn't want others to think about you. And a lot of times we believe that our thoughts are private, that nobody can hear them. But as a collective mind, we're holding them up with our power, a power of energy, a power of we sustain them. The ideas that about the people that surround us, the people that we do like, the people that we think we don't like. And those ideas stay they don't provide any peace to our mind. Because if we're thinking bad things about anybody at all, anybody, just
yeah,
because
this is
they
the
look,
goal. This is
just
the goal.
Because they, you know, crossed, let's say, the street and they looked at you wrongly, mm-hmm. you immediately take your perception of, oh, that person's looking at me because I forgot to do this, and maybe you forgot to comb your hair that day. But immediately you take it as an attack. Mm-hmm. Immediately you think, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And you start searching your mind, why is that person at the grocery store talking to me this way, speaking to me upset? And it has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you perceive it and you accept it as it was to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in that state of thinking that you're outside of the here and the now.
Yeah. When you say the word, talk to me like this way, it sounds like you take it in this
personal?
Moment personal.
Of course. I think the majority of us do.
I think it's never personal. It's never.
No, because we have no idea what the other person is going through.
And what I'm thinking right now, I practice my honesty feelings with my little kids.
Uh-huh.
They are 1, 4, and 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I feel very mad, muy, muy enojada.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and it's nothing with you. Don't look at me. It's not with you. So I want they understand that I'm not mad because of them.
Correct. A lot of times it's our own emotions or just any little thing or our mind.
I lost my holy moment.
You lost your present, the here and the now.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you lose it? Brenda, since you brought it up.
When I want to
when you want to go to the past or the future.
Yes, when I want to go to the past, to the future, or I want to have my reason. How do you say? Cuando quiero tener la razón.
When you want to be right.
Yes, when I want to be right.
Or when be in control.
Or when I've been judging.
When you're judging or when you want to be in control.
In control. Oh, yes, that one. In control.
So what would be the first steps to be able to be in the here and the now would be to recognize that we don't have private thoughts, that our thoughts are collective.
Yes. I think, okay, the first thing that helped me is to recognize that I'm not in control of this illusion. I cannot fix anything from outside of me.
You can only fix your mind. you can only be in control of your ideas.
I can only accept the thoughts that make me feel happy.
Correct.
And comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the goal rule that you said, things the others the way that I want to, others think about me.
The golden rule.
Yes, the golden rule.
That is the most important thing we can do. Mm-hmm. Because what we do others to others, like you said, since they're an extension of us, we do it to ourselves, is what you were portraying earlier.
I want to say this, that I'm practice. Everything that I'm saying right now,
you're putting it into
practice. I put it in practice.
Every day.
I lost control. I judge people. I get mad. I feel...
She does.
I feel emotions.
Well, she does. And I do too.
Okay. So everything that I'm speaking, I put it in practice. That's what I said. This talking is reminding me everything that I need to do in my life too. Do not lose the present moment. And this is a very interesting, you said, Lupita, the interpretation. How can be in the right moment? Do not interpretate.
Correct.
The situation with your past.
Well, we interpret it with our past.
Yes.
Or we want it to be a certain way because we're imagining the future.
Yeah. In the next session, I have some examples.
Perfect.
Maybe you two have a lot of examples about this, about interpretation.
I think it's perfect.
It's very good. So let's have
a break.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let's go on a small break. And if you'd like to dial in, please do so at 909-792-5222. And thank you for joining us.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on Real Radio plus the Internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Welcome back to Inner Peace. And we'll continue with your examples, Brenda. Would you like to continue with the examples you had for us? No heaven.
Yes. Let me see. Can we, Can we share this one?
You'd prefer to share this one? Okay. Yes. When you believe that you encounter someone and you remember how they treated you in that encounter, in that holy encounter, and you believe exactly how that person considered you to be and how he considered you to be in that moment and how he treated you, that is how you're treating yourself. Is that it?
Yes. It's beautiful. Okay, so the example, we said the examples about the when we are in the present moment.
Correct.
We
are not. You said you had some examples you wanted to share with the with everyone.
Yes. Okay, I will share this. Let me just breathe and remember this situation. Okay, I will talk about a situation with one of my brothers.
Okay.
Okay, one day he went in my house and we were having fun together, everything. And then he washed his hand in the sink, and he was laughing, and he said, "Hey, Brenda, you are not going to say anything? I'm washing my hands in the sink when we wash the dishes." I said, "No, do I have to say something?"
Right.
And I feel weird and laugh. And then he said, "Yeah," and I asked, why do you say that?" And he told me, "It's because when I go every single house," because he fixed houses, mm-hmm. "when I go every single house, all ladies tell me, 'Do not wash your hands in the sink.'" And I ask, "And how do you feel?" "I don't feel good. I get mad," he said. I said, okay. And then my mind started like, "Brenda, thinking about, okay, what happened here? What happened in the past?" And I said, "Christian, do you remember when was the first time somebody tell you something about washing your hands in the sink?" And he said, "Yes, I remember. I was little. And one lady told me, 'Do not do this, Christian.'" And I asked him, "And how did you feel?" He said, I feel mad. Y le dijo cosas. Okay, mm-hmm. He said bad things to the lady, and he get really mad. He was like 10 years old, and imagine he was repeating the same thing.
And how old is he now?
It's 48.
So he's got the same memory from it, and the same things happening. People get upset of him at him for washing his hands in the sink.
Uh huh.
But and that's what we do, right? Isn't that normal?
Yes. Okay, for him, no, because he get mad because every time when he washes the hands, someone else regañarlo,
no? gets upset because he's washing his hands
exactly
in the sink.
Exactly. And it was a repetition, unconscious repetition.
Correct.
About the past. Yes. And he get mad when someone else get upset, and it's okay. It's okay, but always repeating and repeating. Uh-huh. And when he asked me, and we see the past, what happened, I said, "Christian, if you would like to change this, you let it go right now." And how is the way to let it go? Forgive. Forgive because you judge the person who tell you wash your hands, and then you get guilty.
Yeah, then you felt guilt.
Then you felt guilt, and then you repeat in this
pattern.
The same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Wow." And then we let it go together.
And how do you let it go, Brenda?
How did I let it go? Okay, so repeating like
the prayer of forgiveness.
This is a very quick how do you can let it go? Organize. First things I cannot forgive by myself.
Correct.
The first things. So I invite the Holy Spirit to take this disorder in my mind, because I don't want to repeat it again. This is the first things that you really wanted to let it go.
Correct.
And then you invite the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, Holy Spirit, Virgen de Guadalupe, whatever you want to say, or mm-hmm. inner teacher.
¿Cómo se dice? Correct.
maestro interno?
Yeah, your inner teacher.
Your mm-hmm. inner teacher.
Correct.
And then in this situation, so I said, Father, we make a mistake, or I make a mistake. I judge this woman because she get upset with me washing my hands. And now I want to let her be free and recover my freedom too at the Correct. Same time. I don't know if I said mm-hmm. it wrong.
And what happened and what state did you leave him after you did the prayer for forgiveness? What was the feeling that you and him experienced?
Immediately. Very peace immediately. Like, oh my gosh, like surprise, you know, like surprise. I was doing this because of this, but it was very quick.
Correct.
And like me right mm-hmm. now with the word that I said.
So would you say this is liberating the past so that you don't live it in the future, in the present?
Exactly. Exactly. When I said the word that I said, I was in the past. That I went to the past in this moment and fixed it. I said, okay, I'm not going to be embarrassed mm-hmm. for this.
Correct.
And I let it go
and
with you.
And your brother did the same thing.
And my brother did the same thing. But if you are not training to do this with your mind, we have a lot of friends to
that we're doing
take your hands and show you the big picture.
Correct.
But this is...
So what you're telling me, I'm going to stop for a mm-hmm. moment, Brenda. So what you're telling me is that a lot of us have these repeated habits and mm-hmm. patterns, but they're because of judgments or mm-hmm. choices that we did in our past and that we're experiencing now that we do not like.
Yes. And I can say every time that you're feeling out of control is something in your past.
Or something in the past.
Or is something in the future.
You something are not, that you're wanting.
Exactly. So you are not trusting in the Holy Spirit and God.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So I don't know if you have another example.
I don't. I have many of my own. I think I do that continually to be able to stay in the now, in the present, because I too forget at times. But I'm going to say that the past is always creeping up. You always want to remember, like, for instance, I have my children and my husband, and there's always moments that I'm thinking, oh, he's gonna act, you know, he's not gonna want to eat pizza because he likes to eat tacos. Or there's always a pattern in mm-hmm. your children or in your family or whoever you live with, mm-hmm. and you never expect to see anything different because you're already assuming that everyone's gonna react the same way. So we're always preparing the future of how you're going to behave in my present moment mm-hmm. when that's not true, because you could change your mind and you can choose to behave differently and not continue that same pattern. And same thing in the instance of food or what you're eating, liking or not liking. A lot of times we place labels, and we place labels on people mm-hmm. thinking they're going to react the same way all the time. And in our mind, we cloud it with all these ideas mm-hmm. that are not true, that bring us, like you said before, anxiety, worry, depression. And if any of those emotions arise, you know immediately that you've left your present moment.
Yeah.
Here in the now.
And it's simple, Lupe.
Oh,
when
very
we when we experiment all those things in our life, it's because we're sleeping.
Because we're not alert to our ideas.
Yes, we're sleeping and we are repeating like automatic. We're sleeping. But there's, for example, for me, there's one day in my life that I feel like the sensation, like, why is this repeating?
Why
oh
are
my
you doing
gosh.
What you're
and,
doing?
And right now, mm-hmm. right now it comes to my head. I was in the church, and I was in the church, stop in front of
the altar.
Exactly. And then I said, if I've been repeating this same thing again and again and again and again, why my life is not a plenty of everything, of joy, of happiness?
Why are you still not
in? Why I'm not happiness? Exactly. I said, if this is the tool that it needs to help me to live in this way, why? And then this is
so
the moment that
starts.
Yeah, that's the moment that I ask myself, not somebody else, not judging anything. This is a very good tool. Who's using it is totally right, because everybody is in the place that they need to be since they question their life. If you're feeling perfect with everything in your life, family, with your money, with friends and everything, you're living the moment, stay where you are.
Correct.
Right? So this is beautiful. So let's start asking yourself if you are living this life that you really want to experiment.
Not,
if you're not, you don't want to get out of your comfort zone, but you're like, okay, I'm not, but I'm going to be here. So.
Yeah, I think that's the moment that I searched as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to say that's the moment when you have to be pretty much sick and tired of these habits. You have to be tired of of something that you don't like the way you're behaving or the way you're thinking or what you do. But it came a moment in my life that I said, I'm just tired. I do not want to continue living this way. I really want to be happy if happiness does exist. I really want to be peaceful. If peaceful in this world, peace is not the peace from heaven. Mm-hmm. But yes, we do experiment it when we go through our sessions and we release the ideas that were torturing us, mm-hmm. and we come into spaces of correction. So those, when we release ideas and thoughts, mm-hmm. and also decisions that mm-hmm. we're causing the effects of our present moment, of things that we were experiencing that we did not like. And when I lived that, this Course of Miracles came to my life. And I said that I'm going to give it a try. And mm-hmm. I started to train my mind, mm-hmm. doing the daily lessons, which is a day, every day for 365 days. So mm-hmm. there's a lesson per day for the entire year. And my mind got trained, and now I can see my ideas, I can see my thoughts, and I have the opportunity to take responsibility and choose what idea I'm going to keep and mm-hmm. what ideas I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to reinterpret for me.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask Him to judge everything, because I can't judge. If our eyes were made out of clay, how can we see? And the only one who can truly see is the spirit that lies in us.
Yep.
Which is the true extension. So I want to read to you, this is a segment I saw on social media from Medical Express. And I just want to share something, the importance of meditation. Mm-hmm. Meditation is very important, because we should be having at least 15 in the morning and 15 at night. I think meditation brings to us that stability on the way life rolls so quickly and so early in the morning. Everybody rushes to get to work, rushes to take the kids to school, and there's just this fast pace, mm-hmm. where our spirit just doesn't have that moment where we can breathe in and connect with that higher divinity, that higher power, God Himself. And meditation is an important step of our everyday life. And I'm coming to recognize that I did not know that meditation was so important. I did not know meditation would actually bring to my life a whole new style of living, a more peaceful way. And Medical Express let out they put a notification on social media, and they spoke of, they did a report by University of California, San Diego, and this is their title. I'm going to read it right off to you so you can see the importance of meditation. They did some brain scans, and it says, brain scans reveal that mindfulness meditation for pain is not a placebo. What they're letting us know there is that it's not an idea, that when you take a moment to meditate, it can actually alleviate pain. Mm. How important can meditation become if you can take a moment to be present, to connect with your inner spirit, unite it to the divinity of the Spirit of God, and really be present?
Yes, be present.
So pain is a complex, as it's a complex thing to recognize, but we can also see that meditation can take us to places of peace, and it also, the reason mindfulness is important is because meditation takes us out of our past and our future. And then we can take these moments of peace. That's it? Yeah, let's go on a little break.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
I mean, that's it. 3 minutes, the show's over.
Okay.
You want to say goodbye now?
Yeah. Oh, why don't we go ahead and say goodbye then? Do you have anything to share, Brenda?
No, thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you for tuning
listening.
In.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
The most diversified radio station on the dial, KCAA.
What is your plan for your beneficiaries to manage your final expenses when you pass away? Life insurance, annuities, bank accounts, investment accounts. All require a death certificate, which takes 10 days based on the national average, which means no money is immediately available, and this causes stress and arguments. Simple solution, the beneficiary liquidity plan. Use money you already have, no need to come up with additional funds. The funds grow tax-deferred and pass tax-free to your named beneficiaries. The death benefit is paid out in 24 to 48 hours. Without a death certificate. You heard me right. Without a death certificate. Call us at 1-800-306-5086.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures. Can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both. Has no income or contribution limit. Has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs. Has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually. Tax-free! Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Tune in to The Ferran Dozier Show. Music marks a place and time, the soundtrack to life. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on KCAA Radio. Playing the hottest hits and the coolest conversations. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on The Ferran Dozier Show. With an array of music, talk, sports, community outreach, and veteran resources. With hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today's hits. The Ferran Dozier Show on KCAA Radio on all available streaming platforms and 106.5 FM and 1050 AM. The Ferran Dozier Show on KCAA Radio.
The Tri-City Shopping Center in Redlands is serving up some really cool ice cream at La Micho Acana. Then get your chocolates and other delights from See's Candies. Moms and future moms who visit the mall can cool off and relax while they get treated like royalty at Shiny Nails or Francis Nails and then pampered at Texture Hair. The Tri-City Center is filled with retailers who care about you. Shop at the Tri-City Center in Redlands and see why they call it the mall with a heart.
Hey, Southern California, you know what's going on. It's my new hit show, The Scene with Doreen, and I'm your host, Doreen Taylor. Join me every week as I chat with my celebrity friends from TV, movies, music, theater, sports, and everything in between. We explore the lives and careers of some of the entertainment industry's biggest names, with some fun surprises, too. Tune in to The Scene with Doreen Tuesdays at 7 a.m. on KCAA Radio, 1050 a.m.
This segment sponsored by our friends at the all-new Sammy's Restaurant. Sammy's is now open in Cala Mesa at Exit 88 off the 10 Freeway next to the Jack in the Box in the former Bob's Big Boy Restaurant. Not to name drop, but Sammy's in the former Bob's is a lot like Norm's. It has an extensive menu. With multiple restaurants in Rialto and places like Upland and Ranch Cucamonga, Sammy's is a great place to dine. Their menu is very similar with their American trio of delicious steak, shrimp, and chicken, and an expansive menu. You won't go hungry, and you won't go broke at Sammy's. You can come meet Sammy and his family. Sammy was a chief cook for Norm's for years, and it shows in his menu. Sammy's is a great place to meet the family, friends, or have a community meeting. You can ask about their private meeting room, available for parties of 15 or more on a first-come, first-served basis. Sammy's is now open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day at 540 Sandalwood Drive off of Exit 88 at the 10 Freeway in Cala Mesa. Look for the big boy statue. It's still there. We thank Sammy for returning to this station as a loyal sponsor. You can find more info about Sammy's at sammyscafe.net. That's sammyscafe.net, where you can also find discount coupons to save money. And by the way, Sammy's has free Wi-Fi too. Sammy's in Cala Mesa, Rialto, or one of their other locations are ready to serve you. Sammy's is now open in Cala Mesa.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is that until you stop expecting our politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins, right here on KCAA, now broadcasting on 1050 AM and 106.5 FM, the stations that leave no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
A new national poll shows a very tight race for the White House ahead of Tuesday's presidential debate. Lisa Carton has details.
The poll conducted by the New York Times and Siena College gives former President Trump a one-point lead, 48-47%, over Vice President Harris. The survey noted that's well within its margin of error, meaning the November 5th election could go either way. It also underscores the importance of Tuesday's televised debate. I'm Lisa Carton.
Former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she's still a conservative, but says she doesn't support a Republican victory come November. In an interview with ABC's This Week, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney defended her decision to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris days after her father revealed his intention to do the same.
I'm certainly not a Trump Republican. I am a conservative. I think that what's happened to the Republican Party today is indefensible.
She went on to say that a traditional conservative Republican Party must be rebuilt after this election cycle. The bottom line for the Cheneys, she said, is that former President Trump threatens the peaceful transfer of power vital to American democracy. The mother of the teenager accused of killing four people in a Georgia high school says she tried to warn school officials to check on her son before the shooting. The Washington Post says records show that Marcy Gray called the Appalachian High School about a half hour before the shooting. Gray says she told a counselor at the school it was an extreme emergency for them to immediately check on her son. Her 14-year-old son, Colt Gray, is being charged with four counts of felony murder for the Wednesday shooting. The Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $800 million. Nobody matched all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. The last time someone won the grand prize was back on June 4th. So now the Mega Millions jackpot rolls over to Tuesday with the lump sum option of $400 million cash.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families. Teamsters1932.org.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.